Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, happy new year. 2017 is off and running, and it sure is. And we are ready to kick off P4P Real Talk with a bang. So you know what that means.
Boom.
This program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on, as well as a vehicle to drive your goals like what, Kaylin?
Like a bazooka through a Mack truck and ice cream.
Then check us out at p4pmuscle.com. And now let's talk. I am Desiree Fletcher, and he is Kaylin Patterson, and together we
are
P4P Real Talk, and this is the third day of January 2017, and we are going to be counting down or starting the countdown for our top 10 most listened to shows of 2016. And I can barely stand the excitement. How about you?
I'll have to sit.
Yes, and sitting is sitting may be required. Because we've had a lot of great shows, and so I was really surprised to see how the countdown turned out. And as a matter of fact, the last time I checked these numbers, it was probably maybe only about 3 weeks ago, and when I rechecked them, some of the placements had shifted. So you guys have been in there downloading shows, listening, boosting numbers, and have changed the placement in a short time of some of our folks that made the list. So I thought that was pretty exciting.
But at least we know that they're listening when we're doing basically the segue for checking the archives, they're actually going back and doing it, so that's nice to know.
Yeah, it is. It is. And as I was prepping for this show and looking at the numbers and, you know, glad to see that the archive numbers are going up, I also took the time to listen to a few of the interviews just to refresh myself with those. And the one thing that I've decided is that, A, I still sound like a Muppet. I feel like my voice is really high-pitched when it's recorded. I don't think I have a high-pitched voice when it's just me and I hear myself talking, but when I listen to myself, I'm like, oh, my gosh, who is that? So anyway, Jim Henson would have hired me. And then secondly, we have a lot of catchphrases that I did not realize that we have, but between the two of us, we have certain phrases that we like to say a lot.
Oh,
so
really?
It is. We like to ask each other how we're doing. We like to ask our guests how we're doing. We use the same wording. How are you doing, my friend? That's a catchphrase. I tend to use that one a lot. You use a variation of it. So anyway, I won't get too lost in that, but one of these days we might just have to have a show with all of Desiree and Kaylin's catchphrases that they like to use repeatedly on the podcast.
Oh, no. I already get that in the gym. I don't need that on the show.
All right. So here we go. Here we go.
Here we go.
And the other thing that I remember, too, that I thought was a highlight of the show was when Kaylin was speaking whale.
Oh.
If you guys missed it, I should have written down which show that was. But that was a special time in the 2016 season for P4P Real Talk as well. You never know what you're quite going to get.
That's right. That's like a box of chocolates.
Right. Mama said. So anyway, Kaylin, go ahead and kick us off with number 10.
Number 10, Vicky McCann. Oh, wow. Wow.
No.
Yeah, I can see why she said. No?
Yep, I can definitely see it too. So that show, and I remember that was the first real introduction that I had to Vicky McCann and DFAC. I hadn't even seen a DFAC production at that point in time, and she just gave a really thorough background of who the organization was, what they stood for, and what they were hoping to accomplish for all the athletes.
Mm-hmm. And what I loved about that is that was our first overseas call, and it was a lot mm-hmm. of things that had to happen in between to make that happen, because I didn't know it would take that much, but it worked out really well, and I know it went well because none of the listeners had any problem with the echo that we were experiencing in the beginning. I mean, there was a lot of stuff that went into making that call, and it was just so much fun because she is such a passionate woman about what she does. So you got to just love that she was up the hours that she was up, because it's a big time difference from Europe to us. And it was just so fun because she was just so inviting and also so willing to give. And, you know, you can hear that. Just go back to the podcast, and you'll hear it for yourself. You know exactly what we're talking about.
And one of the outcomes from that show that I was really impressed with happened on our end of the world, because during that interview, Vicki was talking about how a lot of the pros from her organization get together and they donate their time to have regular sessions in the gym where they invite the community's youth to come in and just ask her questions, receive training tips, be able to work out with the pros, and thus, you know, giving them a proper introduction to natural bodybuilding. And then Kaylin and Rich Feliciano took that idea and basically ran with it in the Chicago
yes.
area and staged a similar event.
Oh, yes, yes. And I like how, like, when we do things like that, it's not just, like, shows. There's brainstorming that happens, and there was a lot of good that comes from that. And I love the fact that we do have such a tight-knit community, the people that really, you know, are in it. Not, you know, not the bucket list people, but the ones that basically want to see it grow, prosper, and be more successful down the road, so actually people can learn more and more about good health. So, you know, that coming from it, you know, the fact that we were doing an outreach to the different schools, high schools, because the you know, the youth are being influenced in ways that if you don't keep up with it, you'll be so far out of the game and the know and the understanding that they basically don't fall off the edge. You fall off the edge, but you don't see it that way because you've outgrown your children, which sounds weird. But that was something that Vicki really challenged me to understand, is that there is a gap in understanding and learning. We learn a certain way. We understand a certain way. Children are learning a certain way, and they're understanding a certain way. And if you don't bridge that gap, then they don't want to talk to you because they don't know what you're saying, and vice versa. And this is one of the things that came from Rich and I going out and speaking to the younger adults and some of the children, is that there's a big thing going on with emotions. You know, there's a lot of parents that are doing a lot of working. There's a lot of things going on, and so they don't get that mentorship that we were available and privy to in our generation. And now we're seeing that, you know, there are some big emotional issues that aren't being addressed, and that leads them to turn to drugs sooner. That leads them to basically disassociate with society a little bit easier. And there's a lot of bad things that can happen if we don't really mind them. You know, it's not like they have to be the parent, but we do have to give mm-hmm. the attention that they crave, because that's really big. And that this is, you know, this is something that's not really, it's related to bodybuilding, but you wouldn't think about it when you're prepping for a show. But there it is. And I was just blown away to learn those things from the different kids. And they were just so, they were waiting. They were so hungry to speak about these things to people that would actually listen. And that just blew me away because, like I said, this is not something that I was looking to talk about or answer when dealing with a natural bodybuilding show, you know, the Chi-Town Showdown in the area or something of that nature. This is something that was much deeper, and all that stemmed from Vicki basically bringing that up and saying, you know, try it. Just give it a shot and see what happens. And then all these other avenues opened up, and it's such a blessing.
Definitely. Very well received. And hopefully you guys will get the chance to do it again. I know that it's taken me a little longer to get things off the ground than you guys, but have been in some discussions with some athletes in my area and hope to be able to do something similar in the Des Moines, Iowa area. So we will see how that goes. So Vicki McCann, she came in at number 10, and actually Vicki was on our show twice in 2016, mm-hmm. kind of a bookend, because this interview that got her into the top 10 took place at the beginning of the year, very close to the timing of where we are now, and then her most recent interview was just a month or so ago, so kind of bookends there. So in one, she was introducing BFAC, and then in the other, she was talking about all of the things that are coming up in 2017, which we'll be talking about more as we look to bring on more organization heads to talk about the organizations themselves and where they're headed. We spent a lot of time this last year in bringing the promoters on and getting their perspective and talking about their shows and their organizations, but now we've invited organization heads to step up, take part, and share from a global perspective what's going on with each of the organizations. So as we get more and more of those folks to come on board, you'll definitely be hearing more about it.
Yes, indeed. And, it's a lot of fun. So, I enjoy shows like that because, you know, they're like predicting the future, and then it's like nice to see how it pans out. So I'm waiting, and, you know, I get excited in this time of year. So, you know, it's fun to see.
Yes. Very much so, very much so. All right, so drum roll, number 9, we have Melissa Johnson. So one of the, more notable female app area, and Taylor and I were actually just talking about this just last night, actually, and because we are one of the shows we're looking at for 2017, actually a couple of shows are, we have the Natty Legends with the boys, Kaylin did, and so we are looking to bring on some of the leading talent in the female arena in bodybuilding on the show and pick their brains as well. And this is one of the names that came up. And Melissa Johnson, is just one of those athletes that, and we've had a couple different versions of her on the show, but that she's a coach, she's a mom, she's a competitor, and the latest adjective to add to her title is advocate.
Good point. And we were actually challenged by some of our listeners, and thank you guys for sending you messages, and thank you for tuning in to where you're at the point where you're actually knowing the names that we're speaking. And we were challenged about having an all-women's group speak. So, you know, wow. And the fact that we actually have a way and an avenue to make that happen is a blessing in itself. And, yeah, MJ is a good person to have on there because she's in the know and she's back and forth on so much that, it's good to see the growth that's happening. Because, you know, like when we started, this was something that we had tried and it didn't work because, you know, it's like things seemed like they were coming together and then they fell apart. But now that the women are more engaged and more involved, not like they weren't in the past, but more so now in the forefront, and it's basically challenging everyone to step up, and that's basically what happened with this. And NJ brought out, you know, well, the I am, and I was real mm-hmm. – these are the things we had been talking about, you know, what we just need that shoe in the door, that foot in the door, you know, something – to get the ball rolling. And Fred Roletta challenged me to try and get this stuff together where there was uniformity, not where an organization had to be exactly like another organization, because then what's the point in being, an organization? You know, I can't imagine Kmart saying that Walmart has to be exactly like Kmart or somebody having to be exactly like Kroger or somebody having to be exactly like JCPenney, but I'm saying every JCPenney should be a JCPenney, you know, start to finish, and that's what I think MJ was saying, and she's very good at relaying that and getting that message out, and it did challenge people on both sides, you know, the competitor and the promoter and the organizational president to step their game up because there are some issues that need to be addressed, and you know, everybody likes the feel-good moments, but it's the hard work that makes those feel-good moments happen. And she basically brought that to the forefront without making people to blame, making people targets,
yep.
and just being that person that said, hey, you know, we should be able to sit down as adults and talk to each other as adults and work out a solution in an adult way. And I think that's the best way to the gist of what we were trying to get and what she was trying to say on that show.
Yes. And, I, you know, in the last update that I think we received is that she had gotten all of the major organizations, with the exception of one that she was still in conversations with, to jump on board and say, yes, we will have dialogue with you, which is what she's been after, just to piggyback on to what Kaylin was saying. And the other thing that I really appreciate about Melissa is that she has also been very vocal about talking about, you know, what it's been like as of recently to take a step back from competing, because I believe she competed for at least 4 years straight. And some of the challenges she's had or that she's been working on, such as improving her metabolism and, you know, just reconciling her competitor mentality with the, you know, non-competitor Melissa Johnson as well, and just really finding her place in between all of that and, you know, just taking a break and enjoying that space also, which I think is part of the balancing act that a lot of the athletes who have been in the sport for an extended period of time, you know, at one point or another, need to figure out for themselves of how those two worlds coexist. Because, you know, it's hard to compete year after year after year nonstop. Some people do it better than others.
It'd be nice.
But I'm glad that she's having some very open and honest conversations about that also. So, yeah, like
yes.
Kaylin Patterson, when's the last time you have not competed?
I can't even tell you.
And in some years, you are, like, competing in multiple shows, like 5-6 shows a year.
Yeah, oh, much more than that.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so
okay.
So there you go.
Okay.
Kaylin Patterson is an example of a diehard. But I guess that'll be a conversation for another day. Actually, that would be a good conversation to have because you have
yes,
been
it
in
would.
It for such a long time. And every year you have a drive to come back for more. So you might have to put that down, on the list of future programs. Is that you or is that Odin?
That was my. Okay, good. Are you ready for number 8?
We are ready for number 8, man.
Okay, man. This one, this girl, I can't call her girl. I got to call her queen. Me call her queen, you know? Tashauna Brayton. Oh, man. She's the most beautiful girl in the world. She is just a ball of energy and joy. And this is a fun episode. I had a ball. I know you did, too. And she has so many facets to her life. It was just a joy to have her on. And you know, just how she can be so free with her thinking and everything she talks about. And I was just kind of like, okay, like you were saying, where there's just so many things going on. It's like, how does she make a priority of one or the other? And like she was saying, it's just being with the understanding of knowing what you have to do to get where you need to go. And I am just thanking God for strong-minded women like this, you know, and yourself, that can come on and speak so freely about who you are, because there's no doubt in it. If you notice, you know, the weaker-minded men prey on the weaker-minded women because of fear and doubt in themselves, and that's where they tend to falter and stumble. But people like MJ, people like Trishana, you, Brenda Ray, Larita, all these women are basically coming with an understanding of who they are. So that's not an issue. The foundation is set. And when you can walk in that way, there's going to be some intimidation in the weaker-minded men. But you basically keep the foundation for women going strong. And that's what I was getting when she was speaking about the things she was speaking. She's got a lot going on in a day, much less a year, and still be as strong as she is, let you know there's no room for the weakness that the weaker-minded people prey on. And I thought that was so funny that, even a lot of our listeners were a little bit intimidated how she was coming off. But if you meet her in person, she is truly a joy to be around.
Yes, and that's what we hear. And that speaks well of her, which Treshawna Creighton, if you missed the full name there, she's an IFPA bikini pro. She's also a NASM certified trainer, an actress, and a print model. So those are just some of the few things that she shared with us that goes on in her day that keeps her so busy.
Hey,
and she's a mother of a 9-year-old son. And, some of the things that she was talking to us about were her extra sexy class that she offers for women only. kind of like Zumba, but it's like Zumba Plus. Zumba Plus with all of the attitude, helping women get in touch with their inner sexy while exercising. So she says that you definitely have to see it to understand what it is. But part of that I really appreciated, too, that we talked about is how being in touch with your inner sexy, if you will, and how that comes into play on your stage presence, especially as a bikini competitor. Because that is the sassier category of the natural bodybuilding community, and how that can really be helpful to you in, presenting yourself and your package along with the posing, because it is not as structured, it is not as regimented, and you have the freedom to express your personality and let that come through. So it was definitely a fun conversation along those lines. And as an update, so she also had mentioned that she was the owner of Muscles and Curves, which is a business of hers, one of many. But recently, I believe she just signed the papers and got the keys in leasing her own space to expand her personal training studio.
Oh,
so
wow.
Her business is growing. Yeah. So her business is growing, and now more people are going to be able to take advantage of her services and get their extra sexy on, amongst other things. So good for you, Treshawna, coming in at number 8.
And the fact that she's out of New York is really surprising.
Yes. Yes. Originally from Jamaica, which is the reason for the intro. But, she's carrying all this on in New York City, and she's engaged. Just got engaged this past year, so it's been 2016 was a big year. Big year,
yeah.
And she was on the show as part of our P4P roll call, which is something that Taylor and I launched in 2016, and we are on a quest to interview every P4P sponsored athlete. She just happened to be part of that effort, and so far we've been really excited and pleased with the response that we've been getting, because getting back to an initial goal of why P4P Real Talk was created is to give athletes a platform to be known.
Yes.
Recognized within the industry. So very excited about that.
Yeah, honestly. I'm really excited because, like we were talking about, in 2015 is how the doors are slowly, slowly opening, and the sponsorships are falling down on the natural athletes in a much better and safer and healthier way. Because the one thing that you and I had both spoken about was the fear of them being abused in a way where it wasn't really a sponsorship or anything of that nature. It was more to the point of just basically using that individual to get what they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have two questions, and that they stem from to Vicky McCann. And
okay.
Yes, I don't think these were two listeners. I think these are people that are still looking for the archive podcast. When we said you're she wasn't, she lives over there. Okay, so she, basically, when we called, when we did the initial questionnaire of if she could be on the show and if she was willing to do it, she was actually overseas at the time because that's where she lives. So there is a big time differential. So when you listen to it, this is basically us talking to her during the time where she should have been asleep. I know she doesn't sound like it because she was more than prepped and ready to do the show, but our hearts went out to her like nobody's business. And when I say our hearts, Des and I, because we knew the time of sleep she was giving up. And anybody that competes knows that sleep is precious. It's so precious. And she was willing to do that for us. So that, you know, that really, I mean, granted, it was a great show, but you would never know that she was spending the wee hours of a night where it was just so much going on. So that one, and two, you can hear both Des and I on that show. It's not just me. Des and I were both on that. So, okay, Steve, if you can, just go to the podcast archive and you'll find it on there. She's got a lot of, there's a lot of information about the organization. There's a lot of information that's coming out about, you know, her as a person and what her goals are and how they match up so well with natural bodybuilding. Go ahead, Dan.
The initial interview took place January 13th. So if it's easier for you to search by date, just check that out. And then if you'll give me a second, I will come back and let you know what the date of her follow-up interview was. And then you can search for both and download both. And actually, it was November 15th. So there you go. I put my finger on it faster than I thought. So January 13th and November 15th. Look for those 2 days, Vicki McCann, and they will be there in the archive. And, you know, one, before we get to the number seven position tonight, a couple of other highlights that took place in 2016. This is a P4P highlight. Is that they introduced the money booth. I don't know how many of you saw that, but they actually had a booth where they blow around dollars in it like you've seen on the TV game shows, and people could go in it and see how much money they could walk away. So that was kind of an industry first. I don't know that I've seen anybody else do that, but P4P was there to spread the fun. And then another is that they were also at the Arnold, which I know you guys have heard us talk about probably a lot. But again, another industry first for the natural community to set up a booth at the Arnold and carry it off, you know, in basically flying colors. I mean, it was pretty much, I think, viewed as a success by everyone who participated. So, E4P in and of itself had a lot of things going on in 2016.
Oh, JB. The one thing I'd like to talk about is how all those years ago, JB, Joe, and Chad had said that they didn't care if somebody mimicked or did a better version of what they were trying to do as long as the natural athlete was addressed. And that sounds good because, you know, people say things and they basically say it as a moniker or a nice little brand or a nice little bumper sticker. And then they went out and started doing it. And that's when it really got people's attention because you're talking about a sponsor of a show, not the promoter, not anyone else, a sponsor just like every other booth at a show is giving away money to the best poser. Is giving away money to the person that the people considered the winner. That was just unheard of, period, on any side of the spectrum, enhanced or no, where the sponsor was the one doling out the cash. And they didn't have to be P4P athletes. They just had to be the best on the stage at the show they were helped sponsor. And that was just insane. And I'm not talking about, you know, $50 and $500 a belt and other things that were just happening from P4P. And that's like I said, that's just unheard of. And to have that kind of drive and push, you can see why P4P Real Talk was able to work so well, because they just said, find a way that's respectable and representative of natural bodybuilding that can work. And then they got out of the way. And, you know, there's still, we still have listeners that believe that, you know, some of these things that we speak on are scripted. There's things that we want to present. I'll admit that Des and I want to talk about, yes. But once we get the guests on, there is no script. We're not telling them this is what needs to be said. They speak from their minds and hearts, and I'm telling you, yeah, we've had those kind of shows too. So
we sure have. And as much as we ramble, everything, come on, guys, you have to know that that can't be scripted. There's
okay,
no
then.
Way
okay,
that
okay.
kind
okay.
of rambling genius can be scripted.
No.
But anyway, everything you get is just what comes across. However they're feeling, however we're feeling, whatever their thoughts or opinions are, that's what you guys get. And that's what makes it real talk. And that's why
Amen.
We stick with the format that we stick with. So, all right. In the spirit of not rambling, number 7 is Mr. Leif Anderson himself, show promoter and contest prep coach and all-around nice guy, very passionate about the natural bodybuilding community. I have to say, this show started off, if anybody remembers it at all, just almost like in a runaway train, because it started off with giggling that could not be contained for, I don't know, a good 5 minutes into the show. I don't know if you remember that or not, Kaylin, but I do. And I believe it was a reference to Des, Don't Bite Me, Fletcher. somewhere in that show as well.
Yes.
It had a special place in my mind. But once we got the giggles under control, we did have a pretty good conversation. And I guess our listeners agree, because they brought this show in at number 7.
No, they loved it. They loved it. And, you know, Leif has so much information on so many areas. Because I used to always ask him to come on the show, because we were initially trying to do away with bro science. There was a lot of misinformation, and he was one of the guys from the area that I could reach out to. And if need be, he could come down or I could go up there and we could have seminars to speak about, you know, the dangers of bad prep, the dangers of bad diet, the dangers of bad exercise and bad form. Because, you know, like you and I have said many times in the past, we are talking about people's lives and their health. And these are very important. Did I get it wrong? I'm sorry.
You didn't get it wrong. I think you're just a little bit ahead of yourself, because what Kaylin is referencing is the show.
No,
that
I'm sorry.
No.
Hold on, Des. No, I'm right on this, because I'm going back to shows before this year. So, yeah, okay.
Okay.
I thought
all
I
right,
started too much. So, yeah. So what I was speaking on is that this is something that we had talked about in the past. I'm talking 2013, 2012, where we were watching people's metabolisms be wrecked, just outright wrecked. And you could see where there was just nothing good that was going to come from this being allowed to continue. And instead of calling people out and basically, you know, having this big tug of war on who's right and who's wrong, we just wanted to bring the facts and the truth. So number 6 basically stemmed from all of that. So I'm not jumping the branch too quick, but this is one of the things he and I had been talking about. And then, you know, I learned about his passion then. Well, you know, just how driven he was to help the athlete. He was really for the athlete. I can say that with no fear of anything. He wanted that competitor to be taken care of, because, by God, these were people, these were human beings, and they should be treated better. You know, they shouldn't be cattle. They shouldn't be stocked in there. They shouldn't be sheep. They shouldn't be anything other than human beings. And I was just blown away by that. So when he talked about getting his own show and, you know, doing his thing, I had no idea it would be as good as it was. But boy, oh boy, I knew he was the right guy to steer it in that direction. And he just blew it away. And, you know, I think we had one show where it, like you said, it's real talk. And we had two guests on, and both of them just went straight back to his show and how well it worked. And how we, you know, this was a show that needs to be propped up more from the competitive side and more as a promotional side. It's to get the pros to understand this is the place to be. So I was really, really happy that, you know, it leaned his way and that all those things were happening. But then when we had the show and he was on, it got even better because there was so much to talk about. And now I'll pass it back to you.
I think you got it. I think you covered it all. Other than to say, the show that Kaylin is talking about was the Minnesota Mayhem. It was the inaugural year, and the athletes were pretty much blown away by the effort that was put into that show, and it's pretty much set the bar for a lot of promoters across the board. So if you're not familiar, Leif and his wife Stephanie have several shows that they promote. They've got the Michigan Roar, the Minnesota Mayhem, they got the Diva Classic, and then the USA Championships, I believe I've got that name right. And Kaylin is right. Leif will be the first one that says athletes are the ones that fuel the organization, and that, you know, one of the things that I still remember that he said in our number 7 show was that, you know, athletes have a vote, and they're voting with their feet by choosing which shows they choose to participate in. And he uses that as a measure for how well that he's doing, and I think that's just an awesome way to keep that into perspective. And then, as Kaylin had already set up, our number 6 most popular show of the year was where Leif was back on the show, and we were having this discussion about debunking bro science that was out there. Just talking a lot about metabolisms and what athletes need to watch out for when selecting a coach and doing their homework, and, you know, just how crazy it kind of was that where, you know, the natural bodybuilding, or not in the natural bodybuilding industry, but just kind of health in general, where, you know, what other profession, I believe I'm quoting this correctly, can anyone just like compete in one show and then think that makes them qualified to coach someone else on how to do it. And, you know, especially in a sport where everybody's bodies are so different and there are so many factors in, you know, bringing a package to stage, it's tough. I mean, and it really takes a lot of knowledge and understanding of science to really help someone reach their full potential without putting them in harm's way because of bad information or bro science.
And to see the fact that anyone would be willing to play around with someone's life frightens me in itself. The fact that they would want to make money off of it is even more frightening because then they have a drive to keep doing bad ideas. And, all right, this might be a bad idea, but let's see if this will work. So basically, they guinea pig their clients and only use the good ones as the example. And Leif brought that out really good when he was talking, and you know, when he was saying that we can't look away from the human being and forget they're a part of humanity. And I think that's what a lot of these I don't want to call them coaches, I don't want to call them nutritionists, I'll just call them garbage. That basically do their dirt and then dip away when they see that the person is failing and not going to make it, because they're not failing because they didn't try hard enough. They failed because they were taught wrong. And you don't just come back from that. That's not how the body works. The body is taught a bad way, and it tries to make it right. And I know this sounds crazy, but that's the truth. It'll try to balance it out. And then when you get back to what would be a normal way of living and eating, it rebels because it's saying, what the hell have you just done to me? And you're talking years of somebody's metabolism having to be addressed in a way that they can be a wife, a husband, a son, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, all over again, because it's a lot of damage that's done. And I, you know, just the fact that they're doing that for a trophy and a chance to step on stage should be scary. And a lot of people don't see it that way. They just see the goal and they want to get there. And this person, you know, sounds like they know what they're talking about, so they're going to help me do it. And they do help them get to stage, but they don't help them in the long run with their health and life and career. So you really have to balance that out. And I know we all see that goal and we all see that carrot in front of the horse and we want to chase after it. But sometimes it's not done in a healthy way, and that's what that show is about. And he covered it very well.
He did. So it's a good one
to check out
in the archives. If you
haven't
already, if you have a question.
Have one from Sarah. Yeah, we have one from Sarah about the bro science. Oh, my goodness. Yes, bro science is not just for men. Bro science is bad information. It's basically gym speak, Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that's covering, you know, an uneducated individual that's speaking like they know a partial amount of truth or information, and they're making it the whole spectrum, the end-all, be-all. So women fall prey to this too. Sadly, they can be more damaged because of the reproductive organs in their bodies. They can be really hampered or even halted. I'm sorry. Dad and I have learned that two people that we know lost some very close people to them because of suicide. And this is something that I know stems from bad health, poor diet, and destroyed trust. And it's just been on my mind a lot today because, you know, it might not seem like a big deal for the person that's winning, but for somebody that's not placing and putting their heart into something and stepping on stage and realizing they've been lied to, they've been deceived, they've been tricked, can lead to a lot of bad roads, a lot of bad choices. And, you know, unfortunately in this society that we're living in right now, suicide is a big thing, and it's happening much more than it's being publicized. And well-to-do people that are smiling every day around you, laughing and joking, are dying inside, and we don't know exactly what's bringing it about. But these are some of the things that we're talking about right now, where you seem like bro science isn't that big a deal and they should be tougher than that. But this sometimes is like having a divorce and saying, well, I'm going to do something for myself, so I'm going to compete. Or having lost the job that you wanted and started a job with less wages, and I'm going to compete to show that I still have value in this earth. You know, there's a lot. We don't know everybody's story, but we do know our story, and we know what natural bodybuilding should be about, and we should address it in that way. And I'm really tired of good people leaving this earth for reasons that aren't natural. And this is just something that we need to think about when we're talking about people's health and lives.
Well, there you have it. Some very deep thoughts there for sure. Connected in a very real way to what we were talking about in our sixth show. And actually, it kind of segues, not really, but we're not quite done. We had a tie for sixth place. And that was with Michael Wilkie of Diet Doc of Nashua. And he is a nutrition professional and also a contest prep coach. And a lot of what we spent talking about on that show was the difference between contest prep dieting versus off-season dieting and thinking long-term about nutrition, not just the competition date, because of some of the very things that, you know, you get locked into a growth science that can ruin your metabolism. And so we talk a lot about metabolism and what you're doing to it when you're dieting down for a competition and how you need to rev that metabolism back up. So this interview is kind of the flip side of what its cohort is for the number six spot, and talking about, you know, the right things that you need to do and be looking for that growth science won't teach you.
The irony of that.
Yeah, that they're both in the sixth place spot, and they're like mirror images of each other. One of what's the bad part of it, and then what good information really looks like. So very ironic, but you know, Michael Wilkie, a good guy. He's actually my nutrition coach, and so I just started with him this last year, you know, everything that he talked about on the show, he is true to the person that he is. It's the style that he practices and that he preaches. And, you know, just very appreciative of having him with me on my part of this journey. So that is the other half of number six there. And the last show that we are going to be talking about tonight, we are going to be talking about places five all the way up to number one, or down to number one, however you want to look at that, on Thursday's show, where we have the pleasure of having Melinda Spencer, who is our podcast P4P, or P4P podcast sister. She has a Fit Talk with Melinda, and she's going to help us finish the countdown this Thursday.
Well,
so,
okay. I'm catching up on a question. I'm sorry. Oh, no. My coach has a social media life that doesn't match what he's teaching me. Oh, no. I'm not going to use your name, okay? I'm not going to use your name on this one. I'll message you after. Basically, the coach persona on social media is not matching up with what she's being taught in her diet and training. I would strongly suggest stopping with this person, and I can definitely get you to reach out to Leif Anderson, John Gorman, Cliff Wilson. There's so many, and you don't have to, you know, just ask them the basic information or send this information to Des or I. And we can, like she says, there's Michael Wilkie. There's plenty of people that are well-established. Dr.
Yes.
Joe.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Yeah, just stop before it gets any worse. If somebody is giving you a bait and switch, then that's exactly what it is. I would guarantee that they're hiding something. If you meet them in person and they're not the person that they said they were in the social media or social forums, there's something not right. And if what he's saying is basically cliched responses on social media and what you're being shown in your diet doesn't match up to what's being said, then there's a big issue. Des, you can speak a lot more from the heart on that one than me.
You know, I would just say that, you know, your health is on stake here, and it's not worth whatever money you've already invested. And if the sport, if you still have a passion for the sport, you know what, it's okay to back away and to move on to someone else and just start over again. It's okay. There will always be another show. There will always be another season for you to compete. The main thing is that you take care of yourself first, and that's the most important part. And if you listen to any of our shows, I mean, this is the type of thing that we talk about repeatedly is do your homework, ask around, get references. In fact, if you go back to the show on April 26th with Leif Anderson that we talked about at number 7, he gives a lot of tips in there on what you need to look for in a reputable prep coach, whether that's for nutrition or on the strength training end of it, you know, and the different things that you need to ask, and one of them being references. And so if you are looking for references, you know, Kaylin and I, we might not know everyone in the industry, but the people that we do know, we feel good about and we stand behind and we don't have a problem giving a referral with, whether that is Michael Wilkie, Leif Anderson, or a handful of other good people that are out there. We don't have any affiliation with any of these people other than, yes, I have a personal affiliation with Michael Wilkie, but other than that, we don't have any other reason to give a recommendation or referral other than we trust that they're going to do a good job. So as Kaylin was saying, just stop. You don't have to continue. And you don't have to give them a reason why you're stopping. You can just be done and find a healthier solution for you, for sure.
Oh, and thank you.
So,
I mean,
yeah.
Really, thank you, Jeanette. Wow. Yeah. Well, we didn't expect the show to go in that direction, but, you know, thank you for
sure
that. Yeah, you know, it's a reminder that, that this is real talk, and as much as we'd like to have it go in a certain area and direction, that's not always the case. And we do pride that the listeners are engaged, and we say thank you because we actually mean that. And even though it's a new year, we still have the same philosophy of basically taking care of, just like we want the competitors to be taken care of, we want our listeners to be taken care of in respect to the show. Because some of the stuff that we've had to deal with in the past, it can be quite embarrassing. But that's another story.
So anyway, thanks again, guys. Do tune in.
Oh,
I need a drink of water now. I'm a little verklempt. Do turn in.
Just
do
don't
tune
drink
in on Thursday
on
as
the
we
air.
Finish our countdown. If you have more questions, keep sending them because we will answer those and pick up on them. And yeah, we hope you guys have a fantastic evening. One of the many things that we say. Yeah, that's what I was just getting to. You're just all over the place tonight. But, yes, one of the things that we say repeatedly would be the snickerdoodle shout-out. So go ahead, Kaylin. Give it to us.
No. This is a shout-out. Happy New Year to all of our listeners.
Oh.
Thank you for a great 2016. I really thank you all for just helping the show grow. You know, 10,000 listeners, that's not a small feat, and we don't take it lightly.
Actually, it's over 11,000 now.
Pardon me. I stand corrected.
That
no, I'm sorry.
Has
I sit corrected.
Picked up since we hit the 10,000 mark.
I sit corrected, I guess I should say, since I couldn't stand for anything. I had to sit for this.
just sitting down.
Right. And also, thank you to Dez. You know, she's been a wonderful, wonderful partner on the show, my partner in crime. And when you see the hashtag PIC, that's what we're talking about. When I say I love my PIC, that's what it means. It's an endearing term that I use because I truly mean it. And it should be thought of more in that area because I noticed that a lot of people don't have the mindset to progress because they only speak of self. And anytime you think in that way, you might be in the eyes of success, but you won't be a success in life because basically you ensure your own limitations by limiting everything to you. And this woman is a spitfire, and I just love her to death. So thank you, Dez, and big shout out to you, and I thank God for it.
Well, thank you, Kaylin. And as always, you know what? Team Awesome doesn't work with just me. It works with you and I together. So definitely appreciate it. Yes, we are being kind of mushy, but you know what? When you have two individuals who are, we're alike in a lot of ways, but we're different in many ways that we're alike and work as well together towards a common goal and cause and have fun doing it and learn doing it and expand our horizons doing it. You just got to appreciate that. That's not an opportunity that comes along all the time.
True.
So
true.
Definitely appreciate that. And that, you know, Joseph, so we throw around a lot of names, and I'm just going to get these out there in case somebody is ever clueless, but Joseph Bolton, Joe Manning, and Chad, I always murder his last name, but I'm going to say Admanovich.
No, we'll call
close.
Him Chad Applepie. Just say
Chad
Applepie.
The boy behind P for P Muscle that made this podcast possible. You know, shout out to you guys always. You know, we have a lot of fun, and you know, and it's not just about all about fun, because we cover a lot of serious topics too. But at the end of the day, it's all about growth and education. So we hope that you guys take that away from listening to us ramble on. And again, shout out to you. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. And listening in and giving your support. So we do thank you. And I guess now we are ready for the Snickerdoodle shout out.
Snickerdoodle! Snickerdoodle.
Which, by the way,
equals
if you just ordered Snickerdoodle, it's on back order.
Oh, you would throw that in there, wouldn't you? Oh.
Yeah, well, it's just because it's so popular, just as Caitlin likes to tell me, well, you know, Desiree. It is the number one selling brand, number one selling flavor. I'm like, yes, Caitlin, I know. My poor little chocolate, it's not number one, but it's near and dear to me.
It's like your little dachshund,
so,
just cute by itself.
Oh, my. So on behalf of myself, Caitlin, and the boys of P4P Muscle, your body is a temple. Let's build it.
With Snickerdoodle.